Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Amid several troubled elections around the globe this year, April's peaceful vote ending 61 years of one-party rule in Paraguay was a hopeful sign for the democratic process and an example for other nations seeking political change. President Fernando Lugo is now building on that promise with a campaign to root out government corruption. It's an effort that the United States is committed to aid in any way it can. There's nothing more discouraging than to have the government of a people steal their money, President George Bush told Mr. Lugo after a meeting at the White House this week. And so we stand with you. It's a hard job, but you bring the right spirit to it. Under Paraguay's former longtime rulers, the government was frequently cited for corruption and patronage politics, a situation that stifled civil society and economic development. Eventually, this spawned a reform movement that overturned the old order with an electoral turnout that was enviable, even for many more advanced democracies. In this week's meeting, President Bush pledged to help Paraguay achieve its hopes for a free, democratic, and prosperous nation. As a part of this commitment, the U.S. will provide an additional $10 million over the next year to implement health initiatives and to promote economic growth.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.